Numbers chapter 6. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, When either man or woman shall separate to vow a vow of a Nazarite, to separate themselves to Yahweh, he shall separate from wine and strong drink, and shall drink no vinegar of wine or vinegar of strong drink, neither shall he drink any liquor of grapes, nor eat moist grapes or dried. All the days of his separation shall he eat nothing that is made of the vine tree, from the kernels even to the husk. All the days of the vow of his separation there shall no razor come upon his head until the days are fulfilled, in the which he separates himself to Yahweh. He shall be holy, and shall let the locks of the hair of his head grow. All the days that he separates to Yahweh, he shall come at no dead body. He shall not make himself unclean for his father, or for his mother, for his brother, or for his sister when they die, because the consecration of his Elohim is upon his head. All the days of his separation he is holy to Yahweh. And if any man die very suddenly near him, and he has defiled the head of his consecration, then he shall shave his head in the day of his cleansing. On the seventh day he shall shave it. And on the eighth day he shall bring two turtle doves or two young pigeons to the priest, to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the priest shall offer the one for a sin offering, and the other for a burnt offering, and make an atonement for him, for that he sinned near the dead, and shall hallow his head that same day. And he shall consecrate to Yahweh the days of his separation, and shall bring a lamb of the first year for a trespass offering. But the days that were before shall be lost, because his separation was defiled. And this is the law of the Nazarite. When the days of his separation are fulfilled, he shall be brought to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and he shall offer his offering to Yahweh, one he lamb of the first year without blemish for a burnt offering, and one ewe lamb of the first year without blemish for a sin offering, and one ram without blemish for peace offerings. And a basket of unleavened bread, cakes of fine flour mingled with oil, and wafers of unleavened bread anointed with oil, and their meal offering and their drink offerings. And the priest shall bring them before Yahweh, and shall offer his sin offering and his burnt offering, and he shall offer the ram a sacrifice of peace offerings to Yahweh, with the basket of unleavened bread. The priest shall offer also his meal offering and his drink offering. And the Nazarite shall shave the head of his separation at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and shall take the hair of the head of his separation, and put it in the fire which is under the sacrifice of the peace offerings. And the priest shall take the sodden shoulder of the ram, and one unleavened cake out of the basket, and one unleavened wafer, and shall put them upon the hands of the Nazarite, after the hair of his separation is shaved. And the priest shall wave them for a wave offering before Yahweh. This is holy for the priest, with the wave breast and heave shoulder, and after that the Nazarite might may drink wine. This is the law of the Nazarite who has vowed his offering to Yahweh for his separation. Beside that his hand shall get, according to the vow which he vowed, so he must do after the law of his separation. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, On this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying to them, Yahweh bless you and keep you. Yahweh make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Yahweh lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. End of chapter.